See, in our story, a lot of people think it's the little Japanese girl just fights the robot, and that's kind of the story. But we have part of the story goes that the robot is some one of these technically advanced, you know, futuristic machines, and it falls in love with Yoshimi, and instead of Yoshimi killing the robot actually kills himself. So this story has this strange little twist. So I don't want you to feel too good about her beating the robot or the robot losing, because it's all, again, it's convoluted. I'm sorry. Oh, fight test. Okay, so we're doing these a little out of order as the way that they would work on the record. So a lot of people think, and rightly so, I mean, we built the record in such a way that you could listen to it and think that there's a story that sort of comes out of it. We start out with this song. It's called Fight Test, and it's about a sort of stance that someone can take. Not a moral stance, but just a human stance on how you can deal with your own reason for fighting and stuff like that. And then it goes on to the other parts of it. So this song, I've seen written about, and correctly so, resembles in some ways a Cat Stevens song called Father and Son. Maybe some of you guys know that song, right?
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, wonderful, great, great tune. And I agree that it does in some ways resemble that song. I was listening to that song when I sort of discovered the sort of storytelling, here we are, storytelling thing. It's a storytelling element of the way the chord progression goes. Maybe you could show them, Stephen.
I would, yeah.